Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For 19th century naturalists Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace, geography provided a number of clues pointing to the theory of evolution by natural selection. Jean-Philippe Lazar, postdoctoral fellow at the Quebec Center for Biodiversity Research at McGill University, explains how modern technology is providing an update to the map that has classified the world's biodiversity for more than a century.
One of the great quests of the natural sciences is to understand why particular species of animals and plants are found in some places but not others. Back in 1876, a well-traveled British naturalist named Alfred Russel Wallace published a map depicting the distribution of biological diversity on Earth. Wallace is best known as the co-discoverer with Charles Darwin of the theory of evolution. But he was also the first to map out the geographical distribution of animal species on Earth. His map divided the world into six biogeographic regions. More than a century later, Wallace's map still provides the baseline for much of the research in ecological, evolutionary, and conservation sciences. Today, we have access to massive amounts of DNA-based information on evolutionary relationships among animals. Using that information, a team of 15 international scientists recently updated Wallace's seminal map. Our map divides the world into 11 regions. We found that communities of animals in some parts of the world are more distinctive than previously portrayed. This is particularly so in Central America, in China and Japan, and in a region including Papua New Guinea and the Pacific Islands. Our DNA-based approach also enabled us to identify which regions are the most evolutionarily unique. In other words, they harbor entire families of animals found in few other places. These regions include Australia, Madagascar, and much of South America. If species are lost in these places, we risk losing large chunks of the tree of life, representing millions of years of our natural history. We hope our new map will prove to be a valuable tool for preserving biodiversity.
That was Jean-Philippe Lazar of McGill University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.